From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Harvey, the devastating storm that flooded a huge swath of Houston, Texas, America's fourth largest city, and forced thousands of people from their homes, made landfill again on Wednesday. It moved to the east and drenched the neighboring state of Louisiana. The storm gradually is weakening as it moves inland and away from Houston, where untold numbers of people remain trapped in their homes, marooned by churning, muddy waters that often are waist deep. President Trump visited Texas on Tuesday. He will return to the state on Saturday to see more of the devastation from the biggest storm to hit the United States in a decade. Damages expected to reach tens of billions of dollars. The U.S. President and his Defense Secretary issued divergent comments on Wednesday about how to respond to North Korea's advancing ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis emphasized, "The United States is never out of diplomatic solutions when it comes to dealing with North Korea." That comment was made after President Trump said that talking is not the answer. Mattis was responding to a question about Trump's tweet on Wednesday morning on dealing with the threat of North Korea following its most recent ballistic missile test, in which a projectile flew over Japan. In the president's tweet, he said the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking is not the answer. All options are on the table. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.